All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it was officially announced yesterday that one of the biggest shams in sports history will take place in August, and I'm talking about boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. meeting UFC champion Conor McGregor in a boxing match on August 26th in Las Vegas. Now, Mayweather has not fought in nearly 2 years, and in that time, McGregor has been calling them out. They've been going back and forth on social media, and finally, it appears that this is finally going to happen. Now, I look at it like this. Mayweather has an unblemished record of 49-0. I understand that he has not stepped into this to the boxing ring for nearly 2 years in a competitive fight, but he's still one of, if not the best defensive boxer out there. A guy like Conor McGregor is calling him out simply because UFC fighters don't really get paid a lot, and Conor McGregor has been one of the biggest draws in UFC. This is his way of getting a payday. Now, he promises to go out there and shock the world, but the thing is this, nobody has seen Conor McGregor box, and getting a boxing license and going out there and sparring with people is something totally different than going out there and actually getting in the ring with guys who box professionally. We've seen it in the past on the other side, where you've had professional boxers step into the octagon and they got embarrassed. And I look at it like this. You can't hit what you can't catch. And 49 or about 47 guys have tried to hit Mayweather as a professional, and they've all failed. I talked about the two rematches that he had. That's why he's had 47 opponents. And it's a situation for McGregor. You need to take some tune-up fights before you get in there and fight a guy like Floyd Mayweather. And you have to ask yourself, will or should anybody be interested in this fight? I, for one, won't. I think people will tune in. I think some people will buy tickets to it just for the simple fact that they want to see what happens. But I think a lot of the boxing world has been turned off from Floyd Mayweather after his bout with Manny Pacquiao. And I think at this point, this is looking like a circus sideshow. Basically, what Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor and Dana White and Al Heyman are going to do, they're going to count their money, and they're going to laugh their way all the way to the bank for anybody who buys a pay-per-view for this or anybody who buys a ticket in Las Vegas to watch this in person. I mean, a win, first and foremost, a win for McGregor would destroy boxing altogether. So I guarantee you the boxing people don't want to see that. If Mayweather wins, it's simply going to be, I told you so. But I guarantee you this fight will not create the buzz that they want it to be. It's going to be one of those things where it's kind of like Larry Holmes fighting Muhammad Ali. At first, it sounded good, but after a while, you had a fighter in his prime fighting somebody who was washed up and over the hill, and it wasn't the same. Now, in this case, Floyd Mayweather's career as a boxer, for the most part, is done. Conor McGregor is simply doing this to get paid, and anytime you do something to get paid, it never really comes out the way that you want. Anybody that wants to pay the money to watch this fight, good luck. But I guarantee you, I, for one, won't be one of those. This is a joke. It's been a joke for nearly 2 years. And it will be a complete and utter disaster come August 26th. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com. is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be discussing the NBA's one-and-done rule. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And once again, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.